Tonight we'll be in Slichas. Nusach Ashkenaz in Slichas tonight. They go to Mizrach, Ganet, Shchodesh Elul. Understand what Slichas is and why we begin Slichas now. There are two ideas that come together. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai on Shavuos to Mekabel the Torah, he was there 40 days. Came down on Shavuos Batamos and broke the Luchos. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. L'chait the Egel Azov. Moshe Rabbeinu went up a second time to plead with HaKadosh Baruch not to destroy Klal Yisrael. He was there for 40 days. Came down and he went up again on Rosh Chodesh Elul. We don't understand the metzius of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Only thing we know is HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his maisim in this world. Our ideas, our concepts, we're limited to this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond this world. So therefore we cannot have a clear picture of what that is. So when we talk about the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we talk about the way he acts in this world. Probably the clearest definition of that we find in Adam Zmiros. Dimu oscha v'lo kifi yeshcha. We approximate you, but not where you are. V'yashvucha, and we equate you with himasecha. So the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the way he acts in this world. And there are certain times HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with the midas hadin. There are certain times HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with midas harachmim. For the 40 days the Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, in between Shavuos Batamos and Rosh Chodesh Elul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to act in the midas hadin. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to come up a third time, so Rosh Chodesh Elul began midas harachmim. And then when Moshe Rabbeinu came down with Luch HaShnios and Yom Kippur, Vayom HaShem Solachti Kidvarecha, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said something very critical. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, not only Solachti Kidvarecha, but from now on, these days, from Rosh Chodesh Elul, ending in Yom Kippur, the beginning of Rachmim that will culminate and finish on Yom Kippur, which is a din of Slicha Mechila, a din of Kulo Rachmim. And Rachmim develops. And therefore, Eilat HaMizrach begin their Slichos on Shchodesh Elul. You know, say Ashkenaz combines Slichos with another idea. Machlokes, when the world was created. According to the Mandomar, the world was created on Rosh Hashanah. It means Adam Arishon was created on Rosh Hashanah. And that means that was the sixth day. And Chaf Hei Elul HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world Yihi Or. And the sixth day created Adam Arishon and gave him the tzivoy called Eitz Hagan Ochol Tochal, And then he gave him Adam Rishon did the chet that changed the whole trajectory of human history. And there was a din, and it was a mechila. So Rosh Hashanah is din, and we move on to Yom Kippur, which is Rachmim and Slicha. And even though Rosh Hashanah is din, because it combines with Chodesh Elul, it's Rachmim B'din. It's a combination of Rachmim and Din. Now, these are the days. Yom Rishon, in the week that Chof Hei Elul begins, was the creation of the world. Now, we live in a very interesting, if you take a look at human history, the past 2,500 years, the idea that the world had a beginning was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a purpose. It was a very unsettling idea to many people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Yesh Me'ayin, for a purpose, then the world's not Hefker. And a lot of people have come up with philosophies to say, no, it's not true. Because if you want to live a life of Hefker, you have to come up with an idea to justify that Hefker. And Hefker is probably the biggest Yetzer Hara that there is. People want to live their lives without restrictions. They come up with theories. So when the Greeks, the original Greek philosophers, learned their thinking from the Nevi'im, but then they twisted it for their own purpose. So Aristotle came up with the idea called cadmos. The world always existed. And he had all these complex philosophical proofs of cadmos. And the world always existed and it was finite. The timer he shown him, when if you didn't believe everything Aristotle said, you weren't intelligent. So we shown him Pe'echad fought the idea of cadmos. One of the important points Rambam makes in Mor Nevuchim is against cadmos. Now, of course, people don't read Aristotle. And the moment Newton came along with his laws, they realized Aristotle couldn't work because you can't have a world infinitely, ABC of physics, if you can't have a world of infinite time and finite in size, it doesn't work. So, okay, but rather than accept, okay, there's a Bria, there's a Boreolum, no. It's an world infinite in size and infinite in time. People would like to view the world as an automatic, as a sort of perpetual machine. Everything just works by itself, the laws of nature. And we say, no, it's not how it works. So then all of a sudden, so when Einstein, in the beginning of the 20th century, came up with a theory of relativity, one of the consequences of his thinking was, subsequently became known that the world had a beginning. That's a very frightening idea. The world had a beginning. Because if the world had a beginning, it means there's a Boreolum. There's a Boreolum, so the world's not Hefker. Very bad idea. You want to live your life as Hefker? You have to get a Kadosh Baruch Hu out of it. So So he changed a bunch of his equations, added some sort of a fudge factor. It didn't work that way. Why? People think, oh, science is pure science. It's a lot of baloney. He had to readjust everything. Later on, when the facts came becoming more and more clear that the world did have a beginning, he admitted it was the greatest mistake of his life. But if the world had a beginning, why does the world have a beginning? Because the world's expanding. So that means yesterday it was smaller than it is today, the day before. So you have to go down. Ugh, it's a bad idea. People are always fighting this idea because it's an unsettling idea that the world had a beginning with a Borei Olam who created it for a purpose. It's a very bad idea. It means the world is not Hefka, you can't do whatever you want in this world. So then all of a sudden they came up with an idea called the oscillating universe. The world goes back and forth like this. Okay. So I remember someone once asked me what I thought about it. I said it's a Rashi and Chumash. What's the Rashi and Chumash? When they built Migdal Bovel, there were still people who remembered the marble. So how can you, if you remember the marble and Shame was still alive, people, and they remembered, they were children of Shame, Chum and Yafas, they heard the story of the marble, it wasn't some old fable, how you build Migdal Bovel. They came up with a theory. Every 1,900 and something years, this happens, this happens. Now, the question is, did you ever see that happen before? I never saw it happen before. So where does this theory come from? If you're confronted with facts that are very uncomfortable in your life, come up with a theory to get out of it so you don't have to believe the facts. So then all of a sudden, it was proven that's not true. So they had to accept something now that they call the Big Bang. Even that's being changed all the time. But the world had a beginning. So the world had a beginning. And there's another theory. We all come from monkeys. No. Why is that? Why do you need such a theory? It's very simple. You want to live your life like an animal. So just say we all come from animals. So we're just an animal. You can live the life however you want. There are no restrictions. And how did this whole thing happen? They come up with theories upon theories upon theories upon theories. And every once in a while you have to change the theories. Because no one's willing to accept. Yes, 5,783 years ago, the world created a world, Yesh Me'ayin. On the sixth day, created a human being. To create a human being means, so what? Where's this going? So Rashi, the beginning of Bereishis, says, Bereishis, Bishvil HaTorah. So what does it mean? Chazal tell us. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Torah. What does it mean? It means the ideas of Torah, the concepts of Torah. Well, there. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a way that the perfect place, the perfect situation for Torah is the world was created with the idea of Torah in it in the first. And then the world was created. The idea is going to be a human being. And Chazal said in the beginning of Bereishis, not that they're going to be a human being, that among all the human beings there's going to be one group of people called Klal Yisrael, going to represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the entire world. And that's what the Bria is. And intelligent beings don't stop do things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't wake up one day and say, oh, I have nothing to do today. I'm going to create a world now. The world was created for a purpose, with a goal. Goal being the human being. That was the end of creation. Now that's a very frightening idea. a very uplifting idea. When you look at the entire cosmos, they're always trying to find life on another galaxy, a planet, or somewhere. Why? Because if everything is an accident, it just happened to happen, so it should happen somewhere else. And because this will be the ultimate proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create them, they keep trying, investing billions and trillions of dollars on this. But just like all the theories come and go, no. The world was created 5,783 years ago. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Yehi Or." And the world was created. On the sixth day, he said, "No." And what is the yesod? Why we cannot accept anything to do with evolution? There are two parts of evolution. One part of evolution, not really a big difference to us. If the donkey came from the horse came from the donkey, the dog came from the cat came from the dog. Who cares? So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the animal kingdom, what did he do? When he created planet Earth, he put into planet Earth some koach to give forth vegetative life and animal life. And then he said, okay, now that force, let it give forth dogs and cats and horses and donkeys and birds and everything. They're animals. And the male animals and the female animals. The male animal came from the earth and the female animal came from the earth. Came to a human being. Human being is different. Human being is going to be the recipient of a neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have to make that human being myself. And because he can't just come from the earth. He can't just come from a cow, from a donkey. No. It's a special creation, a unique creation in the world. And that unique creation in the world, because that's going to become the carrier of a neshama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a special creation. Vayitzo Hashem Elokim. So Adam, Ofam, and Adam. And the Rambam says, Masorus he be at call. That where did that Ofam and Adam come from? Where was he created? He's created down in Harabayas. He took from the Makom HaMizbeach, Ofam and Adam, and says, this is going to be the human being, and I'm going to make him here, and this is going to be the center of his kapara. And I'm going to give him a neshama. And knowing very well now, that puts the human being at the center of the universe. So the entire cosmos, however they believe it's who knows how many billions of light years, whatever, it's a massive cosmos. With stars and galaxies and everything they keep finding, and all the theories keep changing, but massive universe. At the center of this universe is a human being. And that's the purpose, everything. We don't understand why, for the purpose of the human being, you need stars all the way out where they are. Ram has a whole analysis of it. But in the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mass, and in the midst of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a human being. He said, you know, there's going to be a special group of human beings who are going to represent me in this world. It's going to be Klal Yisrael. So we stop and think in these days. We think who we are. On the other, on one hand, we're Ofam min Adama. That's who we are. On the other hand, we are the center of the universe. Our bodies that are Ofam min Adama carry within it a neshama that's a chelik elokam imal. Vayipach ba'ap of nishma through achayim. He gave us a little divine spark that's in every one of us. And every one of us is unique. Every one of us is special. And every one of us carries that selam elokim, that chelik elokam imal. And as we approach the Yom Hadin, we approach a day when we have to look at ourselves. Who are we? So So what do we do? How do we prepare for it? Remember, these are the days that the world was being created for us. Yes, for whatever there is. The entire world was created. If there are donkeys and horses and chickens and cows and who knows, birds and fish, all types, it's all for the purpose of that human being, for Klal Yisrael, who's the center of the universe. And we confront ourselves who we are. On the one hand, there's a stereo who a human being is. The human being is Ofam and Adoma, totally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. On the other hand, we carry a neshama. That's who we are. We're very special. And during the days when we remember, these are the days the world was created for us, and it culminates in Rosh Hashanah. So then, we begin Slicha Mechila. Because at the very beginning, Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Kadosh Baruch Hu knew he's creating a human being by Yitzhak, the two Yods, Yitzhak Tov and Yitzhak Hara. He's creating a human being with Chira Chavshis, and his life is going to be a struggle doing the right thing and the wrong thing. And that's the way the world's created. Because through that struggle of the right thing and the wrong thing, we build ourselves to be who we are. When there is no struggle, you don't build yourself. When there is a struggle and you win the struggle, so then you have built yourself stronger and stronger and stronger. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, together with creating a human being, Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara, and Bechira Chofshis, he also created tshuva. Knowing human beings are not always going to succeed. Sometimes you're going to fall. That's part of being human. Sometimes you fall. But not only sometimes do you fall, there's a way to pick yourself up. And it's very interesting thing Rabbeinu Yonah says in Shari Tshuva. First time I saw it, it startled me. The more I live, I see how true it is. Rabbeinu Yonah said, Bechira Chavshis is not a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. What does it mean, Bechira Chavshis mitzvah? Most people go through life as you go with the flow. That's what you do. You don't think there's a sort of escalator in life. You know, when the escalator keeps moving you, sometimes you think a little bit to go to the next floor, not the next floor. But you just go as it goes. What do? The chevra's doing this, the chevra's doing that. Very often I speak to Baruch, what are you doing with yourself? Well, see what the chevra does. Well, what are you? Who are you? Who are you? You're yach. You do know what's good for you, make a decision. What's the best for me? Well, no, that's not relevant. Just whatever the chevra does. So says Rabbi Yonah, you know something? There's a mitzvah, get hold of yourself. Use your Bechira Chavshis. Bechira Chavshis is not a mitzvah. It's a potential I have that every human being. And get control of his life and run his own life. If you don't, you do. It's this, it's that. Get pushed in a million directions. A number of years ago, it was Chodesh Elul. Certain young man from, intended yeshivax. He sort of hung around yeshivax, I would say. He walks in, someone sent him to speak to me. He's a very sick individual. Very sick individual. He spent around 12 hours a day in internet cafes. Okay. Looking at all sorts of inappropriate material. 12 is, that was his life. And he told me, this is what I have no control. I looked at him, I said, you're asking me not to believe in the Yesod HaSemuna, that every human being has control. I'm not about to do that. Except, as Rabbi Yom says, you can, right now, it's true. You're a serious addict with serious problems, and your life's out of control. But Chaim Chofshe says there are ways of getting control. Getting control is not an overnight, yes, I have it. It's a process of getting control of your life, shaping your life, forming your life. What do you want? What's important in life? Where are you going with your life? What are you doing with your life? And it takes effort to get control of your life. Most people go through life without getting control of their life. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, it's a mitzvah, one of Tariq mitzvahs, say, u'v'charta v'chayim, get control of your life, and once you're in control of your life, so then you automatically choose Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu planted within the neshama of every Jew a desire for Torah. And that's part of the neshama of a Jew. Except there are a lot of other forces that are push people in a lot of different direction. It's a very important Rambam, Hilchas Gerushin. Very deep Rambam. Rambam says, it's a halacha. If Bezin has a man who's mechuyev to give a get can only be given willingly. So what do? They bang him, they beat him up, they bang him on the head, they torture him. He says, Rotsani. Okay, give the get. Rambam says, what do you mean, Rotsani? He doesn't want. What does he want? He just doesn't want to get banged in the head. So what's on Rotsani? Rambam says, no, you don't understand. Kadosh Baruch Hu planted within the neshama of every Jew. And that is the metzius of a neshama. That he wants to do Torah mitzvahs. That's my natural self. That's who everyone in this room is. But we have all sorts of pressures. We have Yetzirah this way, Yetzirah that. So we have all sorts of pressures pushing us to do Averis. So what do? You bang a person in the head. You give all the pressures. So one pressure is to do bad, one pressure is to do good. And then when the two pressures balance each other out, the true neshama of the person comes out and says, Rotsani. It's a very deep statement of what the neshama of a Jew is all about. And because the neshama of a Jew is that way, he always has the capacity to get control of his life and run his life the way he should run his life. And that is when we stop and think, well, what a human being is, where he came from, how Kadosh Baruch created him, giving him a tzelem elokim, and giving a Jewish neshama a special tzelem elokim. And then we sit and say, so, what are we doing with ourselves? How am I planning myself? Who am I? That is what these days of Rachman are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, these days of Rachman, we begin after Chatzos, because Laila is din, and Rachman begins at Chatzos. The process towards Rachman begins at Chatzos. So now, we begin Slichas. And I've told in all the Vadim I have when we discuss the Rosh Hashanah davening, davening can be just a meaningless thing, boring as anything, you do it. Or, if you understand what you're saying when you daven, it can be a deeply meaningful thing that you understand these are days when you look at your past, you look at your future, where am I going with my life? What am I doing with my life? And how am I going to build my life? Especially Bochum at a very transitional period of their lives. I have to think, so where am I going? What am I doing? What am I doing? Kadosh Baruch Hu created me. And we say an interesting bracha under the chuppah. שיש יוצר סעוד בצלמו, וצלם דבוס תבניסו, היסקין לו ממנו בניין הדיית. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human being of him and Adam. And he put inside of him a neshama. And then he gave an unbelievable koach to a man and a woman to create another human being and to continue that other human being will also have a neshama. Asher yotzer sa'odim b'tzalmo, created a human being b'tzalmo kim. V'hiskin lo. And he made an eternal way of reproducing a neshama. So Chazal say, there are three partners to a human being, father, mother, Kadosh Baruch Hu. What do we say every morning? Elokai neshama shenasata bi tahori. You gave it to me pure. Ata nefachta bi. You gave it to me pure. So now, you have to. So these are the days when we stop and think where a human being came from, why he was put on planet Earth, where's he going with his life on planet Earth? Especially when you're at a transitional period of life, when you're planning your life and thinking about life. You have to understand what it is you're saying, so it has meaning, and it helps you just come to terms with what life's all about, where you're going with your life. Pirat Hashem. The period of Slichas, Rosh Hashanah, Atzer Shemei Tshuva, where a period where we really come to terms and we build ourselves and build our futures in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it and planned it for us.